Teenagers can be notoriously moody, and scientists think that they may have found a scientific explanation for those wild teen mood swings. With me now is Dr. Cheryl Smith, a professor at the SUNY Downstate Medical Center. She's lead researcher on a recent study that identified a hormone that could cause teen moodiness, and I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Smith to the show. Hi.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
What is this hormone called?
It's called THP. Some people actually call it allopregnanolone, but THP is shorter.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I can say anything but THP. Now, is this a hormone we've known about for a while?
Well, people who do research have known about it for a while. I don't think the general public really knows much about it. People know more about hormones like estrogen and testosterone.
So are there hormones in the body that are still, whose function is still relatively unknown to scientists?
Yes, I think that's probably true. Like I said, THP is pretty well known to scientists, but we haven't studied all the various hormones and their potential effects on, for instance, the brain, which is what I study.
Well, do you know how THP creates mood swings in teenagers?
Well, THP has been known for a long time to act on a target in the brain called the GABA receptor. And this is what calms down nerve cells in the brain, and it's what calms you down, too. It reduces anxiety. It's also the target for drugs that are known to reduce anxiety, like tranquilizers, sedatives, sleeping pills. Anesthetics and alcohol all work through this GABA receptor. And THP is a steroid that all of us produce, and it acts on the same GABA receptor to allow you to relax. At least it does this in adults.
So what calms adults makes teenagers moody? Do we know why that is?
Exactly, yeah. So what we did was we looked at female mice, and we looked at them across development, young mice and mice right at puberty. And what we found was that there was a very rare type of this target GABA receptor that suddenly appeared at puberty, and it appeared in a part of the brain that helps to regulate mood and emotion.
And how can you tell whether mice are experiencing mood swings? Do they suddenly start acting bratty?
That's a very good question. Actually, because you can't use the same measures we use in humans, there actually are defined behavioral tests that you can use. And the one that we use, we put a mouse on something called an elevated plus maze. And what you basically do is see how adventurous the mouse is. If it goes out and explores an open arm, it's not very anxious. But if it goes and hides in a protected, covered arm, that is thought to be a measure of anxiety or moodiness.
So mice have THP? Is this a hormone that we find in most mammals or all mammals?
That's a good question. All mammals that I have looked up on the Internet seem to have it. We know that rodents have it, humans have it. I don't know that they've tested every single species, but it seems to be very widely distributed. I believe it's quite prevalent in mammals.
So we have this hormone that has a calming effect on adults and prepubescent children, mm-hmm. and then suddenly it affects teenagers differently. Do we have any idea why?
Well, it gets a little complicated. One thing we did to figure out why this was even happening is one thing you can do as a scientist is you can take DNA and you can make your own GABA receptor in a cell, in a dish, and you can really study it. And so we did this. We used not only mouse DNA, we also used the equivalent human DNA, because obviously we ultimately are interested in human behavior. And what we found is that, sure enough, these receptors responded in the opposite way to THP, whereas other GABA receptors were, their function was enhanced by THP, and that would make you calm down. These receptors were inhibited, reduced, their action was reduced by THP, and that would tend to make you more anxious. We went one step further, and we looked at actually different amino acids. These are actually proteins made of amino acids, and we were able to do a mutation. After a long search, we found one specific amino acid, which when mutated, prevented the effect. So we think we know actually the very site where this is occurring. Now, why does this happen? In terms of the science behind it, we think it's interacting with ions to produce the effect, and the fact that the receptor increases only at puberty and it's not there, at least it's not there at very high levels in the adult, may explain why we don't see this abnormal effect in the adult.
Well, teenage brains are remolded at puberty, aren't they?
They are.
Yes. And that has that sometimes leads to other problems. We see people suddenly become bipolar or even more serious problems, psychological problems. So could this be linked to all of that?
It's probably just one of a constellation of different kinds of changes that are rapidly occurring at puberty. And you're right, there are many other changes. There are changes even in parts of the brain that are still developing, like the prefrontal cortex. And many of the mood disorders that might ultimately result eventually in an adult do begin to emerge first at puberty, like you said, including bipolar, also anxiety disorders, even depression. Some of these things are not seen in children, but they do begin to emerge at puberty. So there is a major restructuring in the final laying down of pathways that are going to be there in the adults.
I'm speaking with Dr. Cheryl Smith, a professor at the SUNY Downstate Medical Center, and we're talking about a hormone called THP that has a calming effect on most people, but not teenagers. It has been linked to teenage moodiness. This is WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Well, teenagers also, sometimes before it's legal, engage in consumption of alcohol, sometimes other drugs, and THP goes to certain receptors that actually receive the, you say, alcohol and drugs.
Right.
So does that mean that teenagers have a different response to alcohol and drugs as well?
Well, what might be happening is that they might be benefiting, I hate to say this, it's really sad if they're going to turn to alcohol, but they might be benefiting from the effects of alcohol simply because they have a target receptor that would respond and could lessen their moodiness or anxiety or their, you know, feelings of unpleasantness. And that could actually tend to encourage drinking or perhaps even other drugs. So there might be a biological basis for that, unfortunately.
So that would enhance the calming aspect with those receptors that until then are involved in moodiness and anxiety. Now, when does this stop happening? In other words, when does a teen biologically become an adult?
Well, that's a good question. Since we study mice, we know that in a couple of months the mice are completely better. But mice live very short lifespans, so to translate to humans is a little bit tricky. If I just had to guess, I would say a couple of years. I think older teenagers don't have these problems and can be much more focused. It's more the earlier teens right at puberty. But again, we certainly haven't done the definitive study in a human yet.
Now, do we study these things in mice because they have that short lifespan? We can see a teenage period go within weeks rather than years?
That's certainly one benefit of using a mouse. Another benefit of using a mouse is that you can also look at transgenic mice that have been altered, and we did that. We actually looked at a mouse that lacked this target receptor, and we saw that it did not have the same anxiety response to stress when it reached puberty.
Would it be possible to do some of this research on humans?
I think there are certain studies you could do. I think that I would have to say there already are studies, clinical studies, showing that teenagers do respond more to stress. But if you wanted to look at the role of THP, there are different ways to manipulate THP. There are enzyme blockers. There are other hormones that you could give that would increase it or decrease it. So there are studies that could be performed on humans. They're a little more indirect than you would do in a mouse, but you could, you know, ask some interesting questions, I think.
Well, then there's the next question is, are pharmaceutical companies interested in your findings? I would assume that somebody is saying, well, gee, if THP is causing moodiness, if we can find a way to alter it, then perhaps we'll have happier teenagers, or perhaps we don't want to do that. Maybe moodiness is a phase that they have to go through.
Well, I think both are interesting ideas. I think for most teenagers, a little bit of moodiness is not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a little bit of moodiness can go a long way.
Probably that, too. It depends on how the parents are reacting, I guess. But I've actually thought about this a lot. I mean, why would you have more of a response to stress as a teenager. But a teenager is really a transition period. You're going from a child to an adult, and to respond more to stress may be beneficial if you now need to sort of sit up and take notice of difficult situations in your life. Responding more to stress might even be almost a learning tool, even though it might be unpleasant at the time. But there are, I mean, at least a small percentage of teenagers that have more than just a minor problem with mood. I mean, you do see some anxiety disorders and depression emerge, and it may be possible to think about, you know, pharmaceutical approaches just for those rare teenagers that have more of a problem than the normal teenager.
Could this be linked with other teenage things like acne?
Well, there you're getting off into other territory.
Well, do you have any teenagers?
I do, yes.
Now, what happens when they start acting in that way? Do you just simply say, uh-oh, the THP is having an impact?
Well, it's funny because they definitely read my article, not the original article, but more the press release, and they liked it. They figured they had a good excuse.
Right, Mom, it's just
for
the THP. Well, I suspect that we'll be hearing more about this because there are people who, I assume, who really would like to control teen moodiness.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from here on this research?
Well, there's a number of things we'd like to do. We'd like to continue to do the same kind of study, but look at ways to manipulate the system, thinking about possible therapies, because that would be an interesting way to maybe think about how you might be able to control anxiety and moodiness in teenagers. You could do things to manipulate the level of the hormone or to manipulate the level of the target receptor.
Well, do we all have pretty much the same levels of THP, or are some people producing more than others? Do some people have receptors that are more open to this?
There's a lot of variability, I'm almost certain, in the human population. And the studies that have actually measured THP indicate that there are fluctuations, and it is indeed released in response to stress. So depending on how much stress a given person has, you know, you could have, if you're under chronic stress, you might have very high levels compared to someone who is rather easygoing. So it just depends on the individual.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us today.
Okay.
Dr. Cheryl Smith is a professor at the SUNY Downstate Medical Center, lead researcher in a recent study that identified THP as a hormone that may be a cause of teen moodiness. We're saying may be a cause because we're not 100% sure?
Well, it certainly causes moodiness in our animal model, and I think we need to do that one definitive study in humans to 100% know this for sure.
Well, I can suggest some teenagers who could be your lab mice.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Up next, Paul Auster and actress Irène Jacob tell us about The Inner Life of Martin Frost. It was an imaginary film in Mr. Auster's novel The Book of Illusions, and now it's been made into a real movie. And then later on, a novel imagines the challenges one teenage girl faces when her life shifts from the rural to the urban third world. Plus, Patricia T. O'Connor will be taking your calls on the craziness of our English language. This is WNYC and WNYC.org.